Tron Like Tuckler Run is almost here. Woody's Roundup has a menu that we can take a look at. Splash is gone and Tiana is on its way in. That's all coming up on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 390 of Traveling with the Mouse. I am your host for this week. My name is John, and I am joined by the best co-host a guy could have. I mean that sincerely. There is Adam.
What's up, everybody?
And right next to Adam, that is, if you could see what I can see, to his right is Jason.
Are you talking to me? Because you said something about best, right?
Best.
I don't think that's right. So you always start with you always start with a quote. I just want to point out that there are
quotes. Yes, you can do one.
There are quotes going up around Disneyland, and the Mickey Mouse statue has a quote underneath it. It says, "It all started with a mouse."
Boy. It all started with me.
It's like me.
Which
it was me. Of course,
people wanted to point out that it was not exactly a correct quote, even though it said it all started with a mouse. The correct quote is, "I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse."
That's the correct quote, yes.
But even
except
that's
for
not
even that's
true.
Not true. It all started with a rabbit, right?
Right. It all started like 5 years before Mickey Mouse.
The Disney part started with Mickey, though.
I mean, Mickey was early
just
on.
Just because it wasn't Walt's first creation doesn't mean it started with Oswald. I'm just saying. Have we already forgotten? Disney doesn't utilize him after those first two video games. They just stopped using Oswald.
But didn't it start with the Alice comedies? Wasn't that the first thing?
That's right. It's actually in, I just got my Disney Files magazine.
Yeah.
And
is that
there is an article in there about it all started with Alice.
Boom. Alice comedies.
Alice.
Shorts. Alice in Wonderland, essentially, but it was those Alice shorts that they made.
Alice's shorts. Okay.
Those live action, but weren't they mixed with animation too?
And then Alice's shorts turned into Mickey's shorts.
Right.
All speaking right, of those funny quotes, by the way, I know we'll get into the news. You know what it says under the mini statue? It's a very famous mini quote. I'm being facetious.
It's bow time.
I don't remember. I don't. I'm trying to think of some mini quotes that are famous.
What they put under mini? They put "a dream is a wish your heart makes."
Oh, I thought you were being serious. I was like, "What is mini famous for saying?"
No, this is all me making a little bit of humor about the fact that apparently they are messing up all these Disney 100 banners. They've put the wrong dates on some of them for when stuff started. Yeah,
that's because they don't really know. The people who are coming up with this.
And then there was one that had like Walt Disney World, where it was like not Walt Disney World, I think. I think it had Disney World as one word. It's like whoever made those banners, they outsourced it to someone else, or they just don't care.
Yeah, but maybe. Weren't they discussing one time taking the Walt out of Walt Disney World? Wasn't that a real thing?
I mean,
do you remember that? I could have swore they were talking about shortening it.
That's like taking the Christ out of Christmas.
I agree with you, but I'm just saying, I think it was a real thing. I mean, I seem to recall that. It kind of faded, but that's the reason why I say maybe it's in the background still. Maybe that's where I got that idea.
Originally, it was just Disney World, but again,
that's what a lot of people refer to it as.
Right. Even some signage on the road say Disney World, not Walt Disney World, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of signage, how about that? Epcot sign removed from parking plaza. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. They have a new, the new
Epcot. And then they replaced it with one that just says welcome at the moment. I mean, unless there's something been added.
No.
I thought there was
a brand new Epcot sign. There's a new Epcot sign.
Okay, maybe they've added it. Okay, there is brand new, yes. Okay, excuse me. Yeah. I had to go far enough into the story. Haven't we had a look that looks like that's similar to that before?
It's got more of the new logo and stuff, you know? Yeah.
It's that new font.
New font, I should say.
That they're doing.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
And it lights up, too.
The new yet retro.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the Epcot entrance is kind of lackluster anyway compared to the others. So.
Well, I mean, it fits Epcot the way it looks.
Right. It looks, I like it. It looks fine. I'm just saying, out of all the entrances, parking entrances, Epcot's is the most bland, even with the new logo.
Well, Magic Kingdom's had several overhauls over the years.
Right. But Animal Kingdom's is nice.
Has Animal Kingdom's ever had an overhaul? Studios.
I doubt it.
I don't think so. I think it's the same one for the last...
Yeah.
20...
Still got the dragons on it.
5 years this year, right?
Right.
Ah. Are they doing anything for Animal Kingdom's 25th?
Maybe a hat or a shirt. That's about it.
Speaking of that, I honestly saw a story that I was like, I don't. There's no way this could be true. But it the headline, and I don't even remember who put it out there. The headline read something about like the possibility that Animal Kingdom could close. There ain't no way.
No.
It's like especially with Avatar, you know, having a new movie and it being there. I don't see any way they could ever close that park.
It certainly needs the most love after Epcot gets its revamp.
The only thing that crossed my mind when I saw that, though, was could they potentially be thinking of re-theming it? And I'm like, really? Would they do that?
Let's take all the animals out.
A buck. That was my thought. I'm like, are they going to take all the animals out? That would be a slap. I mean, Joe's not there anymore, so that'd be kind of a slap in his face, right?
Yeah.
So one of the main things coming up, obviously everybody's talking about, Tron.
What's that? They just start working on that? They really just started working on that, didn't they?
They started in 1982.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's this movie that took place in 82.
Yeah.
That was a smash hit.
And they've been building that ride ever since.
Right. So much that they thought about it way back then. No, I mean, you know, good question why they didn't really at least even think about that stuff back then, but it's probably because Tron wasn't quite as big a hit as I just made it out to be, but...
Yeah. Neither was the sequel, was it?
Yeah, I was going to say the year for the sequel was still, it was like, wasn't that like 2010?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
2010.
Yeah. So, yeah, it took them I guess they did the sequel and they decided to give it a try over in Shanghai.
Right.
Once it became popular there, obviously they're going to bring it to the States. That's how it used to be. They would start an attraction on one coast, and if it did well enough, they would bring it to the other coast in the States.
Yeah.
Now they've gotten to where they'll take some from
the internet
parks out of the country, yeah, and bring them here. They never did that with that Indiana Jones ride, though. That would have been pretty cool. But anyway.
The one in Paris? Which one are you talking about?
Yeah, the one in Paris, the Temple of Peril, right? Mm. That would have been pretty cool, but not now. I mean, it's just it's too old now for it to matter. But that would have been cool at one point in time to do that.
It's like a mine car type coaster.
Yeah, because it was like reminded you of Temple.
Yeah,
Temple of Doom. That is.
Now, if you could jump tracks, that would be cool.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, go over a lava pit.
So, get flooded. A couple of things revolving Tron. The wait time sign has been revealed, what it looks like. It's shown up. It's out there now. The attraction sign is out there. The one that says presented by Enterprise is out there. And, of course, this coming week, the week that you'll probably be listening to this, the cast member previews will have started.
Yes, indeed.
We may or may not hear a little something more about it by then, but of course we already know what Tron's going to have. So the only thing you really can get here is experiencing it because it's not a brand new attraction, right? It's just new to Disney World. So getting to experience it is going to be the whole thing because we already know what it looks like. I find it hard to believe there's going to be any significant differences. Do you?
No.
I mean,
not really. They did release that video today though about the locker procedure and how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Although they didn't show really like what part of the is that before you even get in line? Is that like during the line at some point?
Are people going to be like sort of crowding that or what?
It's a good question as to where they do it. I think it's probably going to be before you even get in the regular queue, if I had to guess.
I think they're going to let you keep it during the queue, right?
Well, you got to go back and get it after the ride's over. So if it's in the queue.
I mean, they're going to need a ton of lockers if they want everybody in the queue to use it.
Well, the thing is, they do not have a good example for as far as how Disney will do this. The only examples we have to follow are, say, for like what Universal does, right?
There's only one locker system that I know of at Disney, right? It's in front of Kali.
Is there a locker system at Kali? I've never used it.
There's a
place
you can store stuff so it doesn't get wet. I don't
if you want to.
Technically, Flight of Passage is that way too, but it's like literally right behind you.
Yeah, it's not a locker.
It's not, yeah.
I was going to say, I know if when my experience at Universal, there were several that you had lockers that were optioned. Most of them were, it was before you even got in, you even queued up for most of it. I want to say the only exception there was, I believe for the, what's the Harry Potter ride that's the original one?
Escape from Gringotts?
No, that's the new one.
Forbidden Journey.
Forbidden Journey. That's the one. The one where you actually go into Hogwarts, you know, and as the queue, part of the queue and everything. Very elaborate, by the way. Very, very well done. It's pretty cool going through that those sections. But you actually go into part of the inside and, you know, you put your stuff in lockers because they don't want you going halfway through and then having to go to lockers and get back in line. You see what I mean?
Right.
Because there's no really good system to.
You also have to go back and get
the queue. Yeah.
After the ride's over.
Right. You do it before. So you got to go to the lockers before. They just had theirs inside the actual attraction. They had it more themed, I should say, than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
It was always before you joined the line. I would think Disney's going to do it that way unless they have a new system that they have worked out, which it wouldn't.
How many lockers do they have?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me with them being the innovators that they are if they have something different, but we will see soon enough.
I noticed on the video that they shared that the guy used locker number 404, which, of course, the opening date is April 4th. But I also can't help but think about the irony that 404 is also the
error code
for not found. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. So what if that opening day that
yeah, server not found.
It doesn't open. Yeah.
That would be funny.
Also, another part of Tron that just recently got revealed is the walkway from the Storybook Circus area and the directional sign there is installed. Nice. So I'm guessing, can you actually walk down that path now? I didn't see that it says that, but I'm guessing you can at this point.
I don't know, but
maybe not.
I'm sure there'd be a video of it.
Very soon you should be able to if it's not already.
The old smoking path. Now it's
the old place where all the smokers used to hang out.
Yeah.
And it used to have, I remember it was a section I very rarely saw, but it used to have like the cards from Alice in Wonderland. Do you remember that? They were like,
were they out there?
Yeah, they were like stand-ups of them or something like that. I don't know why them, but I guess it was just to decorate that area. Yeah, because
it was pretty just a walkway. Nothing. It was barely anything over there except people smoking.
There you go. Let's kind of revisit the whole splash closing, Tiana's coming type deal. Because I saw a couple of videos of the, like, the next day. Some people put out footage of what all had been happened. And I thought it was kind of interesting how, you know, when Disney puts up construction walls, they usually have something specific themed to it.
Mm-hmm.
These just say Southern Dome Salt Company.
Well, that's going to be...
Is there a connection there?
So the whole thing is it's supposed to be like a salt mine or something in the bayou.
So it's part of the ride story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking that's very generic for Disney.
A salt dome or whatever is what it's called. Cavern.
It says Southern Dome Salt Company on the...
Yeah, but the idea is that the Salt Dome Cavern is like a thing in the bayou. So that's how they're making how they're making it, that there's a big mountain type thing and a place where there's no mountains.
Yeah. And a place you can go underground, I guess.
Right. And you can go underground.
When I first saw it, I wasn't making the connection. I was like, I just wonder if I'm the only one that's not making the connection. But
so is part of the story, Tiana's got to go to the salt mines to get salt for her restaurant?
Maybe.
Wasn't there a salt mines mentioned in Star Wars? I could have swore there was at one of the storylines.
That sounds familiar, but is it Doesn't salt it? Though, or was it something else? It was mine. They were mining something.
Anyway,
yeah.
Okay, so we get that connection. Yeah. Over this time period, I did see like the next day one of the famous directional signs still had Splash Mountain on it right above Big Thunder, but that has now since been removed. So the signage is slowly but surely being removed. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any being removed around the actual attraction just yet.
Right.
One thing I noticed when I was going back and looking at videos of that day, I was like, I swear they've already removed some of the more subtle animatronics, I feel like.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm. They took some out.
They had already taken some out? Like, you confirmed that?
No, I don't remember which ones.
You just noticed it.
I saw that there was some articles where people were like, They took some.
There's
out.
Stuff missing.
Yeah.
Well, the part where I noticed it was, you know, where all the homes are supposed to be of some of the creatures, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the possums are still hanging from the tree limb, and then there was like, I guess the bluebird was still at his, but like nobody else was at their house, like the front door of their house. I was thinking, it was like there was more critters there, but that was really the part that I noticed. And things like, you know, the frog that was sitting on top of the gator that was fishing, right? Like, he didn't even move. And at least in one of the videos I saw, he may have been functioning at some part of the day. I was curious if somebody took video or thought to, like, look back and see if that Brer Rabbit animatronic that rarely worked was even right. still there. Like, you know, maybe they took it out early. Things like that. And while I'm mentioning that, what I'm planning on doing, I was telling Adam, Splash Mountain's one of the attractions that just so happens during the era that it came to be. I've probably got footage of it more so than some of the others, several of them. So what I was going to try to do is start with maybe the earliest that I had and start, you know, releasing some to our channel. And I might even have some where, believe it or not, maybe everything's functioning. That would be a rarity. Yeah. I'm going to try to release that on our YouTube channel. So let's see. Looks like as of right now that Lake Nona headquarters still plans on going through, because there's been some plans revealed for Disney Parks and Lake Nona headquarters.
I don't think they're going to make everybody move there. I think they're still going to build something. I think at least, unless the article says something different, that's the last thing I had heard.
Well, the last thing we see here is Bob Iger, not Chapek, recently said he'd look into the plans for the move, but that he didn't in any way mean to indicate reversing the decision that was made, but it is something that I will look into. That was probably one of the things he said back when we criticized, but when we said, he pretty much said nothing whenever he addressed everything. Basically, everything he said that day was, we'll look into it type deal. As of right now, it appears to still be on the docket. So,
all right.
But we'll see.
I'm surprised. I thought they'd get rid of it.
Did you see that for Festival of the Arts, they have those old pin tables that used to be at the Image Works back in, at least I remembered them when I was a kid.
Yeah, were they the same tables?
That's what they say. They were restored.
Interesting. From
back in the day. They're only going to be for Festival of the Arts, though, and they're going to put them away. I was like, dude, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember thinking that was the coolest thing.
I wonder what happened to a lot of the stuff from Image Works at this point. You think it's been auctioned off or something?
I don't know. Apparently, they had these in storage for like 20 years or more. So, but yeah, it's, what is it, at the Odyssey? What, you know, we still call it the Odyssey, but it's like that's where they put them out for now. That's cool. Dang, I wish I could see those.
I really wished I had better footage concerning the Image Works.
Yeah.
You know?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Savvy's Workshop at Disneyland lowered their prices. The Chapek era price hike was $249 for a lightsaber. It's been reduced now to $219.
Wow. That's pretty significant, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still super expensive, but.
Right. The droid in Disneyland, it was $119 or $120. Now it's $99 again, which was the original price.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
I need to go back and do the build a droid again, just because I'd kind of like an R2 to go along with the BB unit that I have. Yeah.
Disney World at Hollywood Studios has not changed their price. It's still $249 currently as of the recording. Mm. So are they going to follow suit or not?
I would think yes, but I don't know why California would come first. That part puzzles me.
Yeah. Right, California of all places, why would it be more expensive than Florida?
You mean less expensive?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It is typically the other way around. That is interesting. I still don't have any sabers. So
really?
I'm saberless.
Wow. Well, one of the other things is they have new pieces for two of the lightsaber types, so...
I still say that the one saber that they have that I think I'd probably just say would be the one that appeals to me the most is the Luke Return of the Jedi one. I would probably just get that one instead of building one. So yeah. I'd probably get that one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Classic. But I like building them too. It's a cool experience. It's just, it's an expensive one.
Can you build the Luke one if you wanted to?
No.
No, see? Yeah.
But
that would make it complete.
For the first time since 2019, they've changed some of the pieces you can use to build your own lightsaber. So it's probably about time that they've mixed it up a little bit so that now you can get a different type of lightsaber.
Okay. All right, so who is ready for Roundup Rodeo Barbecue?
Me.
Is anybody ready for that?
Jason is. He's going to be there when it opens.
So it's going to open March the 23rd, so it's inside of 2 months from now, right?
Indeed.
We have a little bit of a look at the menu, if we want to kind of,
I guess, go through it with
look
us.
And dream.
How long has this been in the works, by the way, this restaurant?
It's been quite some time. I don't remember when it was pre-COVID, but it's been quite a bit. Okay, so we're going to start with the Prospector's Homemade Cheddar Biscuits served with sweet pepper jelly. Those I'm guessing that would be more of an appetizer. Yeah.
They're not Jim and Nick's looking, but...
Right.
For those who are familiar.
And so, okay. So, yeah, I would say that holds potential, right? So, that
kind of look like, what is it, Red Lobster's biscuits?
Except for just looking at this, especially comparing it with the size of the alien, they look a little on the small side. Yeah. So, we'll see. Maybe. I mean, I feel like that pepper jelly there is like a 2 ounce cup from the looks of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Sounds cool, though.
Of course, and they have salads for all to enjoy. They have a tomato salad, which, of course, includes, you know, what you would think, tomatoes, cucumbers, pickled red onions, all that good stuff. Rex's romaine and kale salad. I guess I decided to throw Rex's name in there because it would rhyme best with it, maybe. I don't know. Then we have watermelon salad. I think I've never had any watermelon on a salad before. Has that been one that you had before?
I've made a watermelon salad. There's one.
Have you?
Is it Flower and Garden?
I'm not really the biggest watermelon fan, believe it or not. It
might be Flower and Garden. There's a good watermelon salad.
Yeah. And then, of course, you can enjoy a hearty serving of smoked meats, including Evil Doctor smoked ribs. I guess that's referring
to... Yeah. Why isn't it pork chop? Like, wouldn't they just make a pork
Evil
chop?
Evil Doctor pork chop?
Right, because that's who he was.
I don't know.
I don't know. The Evil Doctor rib, that doesn't sound right, but whatever.
Fall off the bone pork ribs, slow cooked for hours in our on-site smoke sauce. I think those are different ribs that I was just talking about.
Yeah, very different.
Buttercup's beef brisket, which is hand-sliced beef brisket smoked, then slow cooked to juicy perfection.
We'll be the judge of that.
There's a sausage in my boot, which is an interesting title.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
So, spiced pork sausage, fire grilled over live oak to give it an added kick.
There's a what in your boot?
And then they decide this is on a barbecue chicken with style, which I guess is a reference to Buzz, obviously. But
following the style, yeah.
Chicken brined for 48 hours, rubbed with our secret backyard barbecue spice and smoked to tender juiciness.
Yeah.
Is there anything in here that really just sounds like it stands out compared to some of the other barbecue places that they've already released so far?
No.
Yeah.
Real Eagle sounds better in general, but yeah.
Yeah. Just from sound, which one seems better? Well, you've already had Regal Eagle.
Regal Eagle, yeah, and their mac and cheese is really good. And
yeah. Okay, so of course they have plant-based offerings, savory plant-based offerings based upon request. Slow-smoked cauliflower topped with sweet harissa drizzle and crunchy walnut gremolata. Oven roast bratwurst, tender and juicy and sliced to perfection. And the impossible rib chop, seasoned with spices, then roasted and glazed with sweet barbecue sauce and skewered on sugarcane bone. I got to be honest, I think the plant-based menu part appeals to me a little more than the main menu.
Disney has done good with the plant-based meats. Yeah, they really have.
I could totally eat vegetarian my entire trip if I wanted to at Disney World. They have a lot of
good
offerings.
They do a good job with them, yeah.
Yeah. And you get to choose from four of the following sides for the table.
Okay.
The Married Spuds, which is a loaded potato barrels drizzled with green goddess dressing, cheese sauce, and seasoned barbecue spices. What is goddess dressing? Is that something they've made up, or is that really a thing?
No, that's like the name of a, like, there's like the green goddess dressing. I don't know what it exactly means, but it's just, yeah.
Okay. All right. Force-filled fried pickles, which are, of course, jumbo pickle spears covered with a dill-flavored breading and fried. Slinky dog mac and cheese. I don't know why all the O's.
Slinky dog.
I guess it's like slinky dog mac and cheese.
That was pretty good.
Is it better than the guy that does the actual bride?
Por favor. Can you say por favor?
Por favor.
No, that's pretty good, actually.
Spiral like pasta and a creamy house-made cheese sauce topped with crumbled cheddar crackers.
Say, golly, Bob, howdy.
Golly, Bob, howdy.
There you go.
There you go. Anyway, bucking baked beans is a traditional barbecue picnic favorite.
That's the one thing at Regal Eagle is not good, is their baked beans.
I can totally see people making jokes out of this. Bucking baked beans. Oh, he's like, I would like. Okay, never mind. Anyway,
on some cow,
cowpoke corn on the cob.
Some baked beans. Anyway,
like, give me my baked beans. No.
Yeah,
mean old potato salad. I don't know where they got that name from, but
mean old
a veggie slaw, and then a campfire roasted vegetables.
Do they have dessert? Like,
yeah.
Banana
so I was
pudding?
Gonna say, to keep this from going on forever, I'm just gonna shorten that and move on to the dessert. Okay. Yeah. Choose from my selection for the table. It makes it sound like you're choosing for everybody.
Is this just family style? Yeah.
It's what it sounds like. Okay. So, cupcake a la Forky, which Forky is up to something sweet, a classic chocolate cake with a gooey chocolate ganache, cinder, and topped with a velvety graham cracker, buttercream, and a sugar cookie. Sound appealing at all?
No.
This is one that they put in a lot of places, truthfully, a lemon and blueberry cheesecake.
Yeah.
They insert that in several restaurants. Billy's Chocolate Silk Pie.
Okay.
Layers of graham cracker crust and silky chocolate mousse topped with chantilly cream. Chantilly cream, I know I said that. Goat's Apple Pie. Gruff's Peach Strawberry Pie. So, yeah, desserts still don't really sound like anything special. I mean, did you guys pick up on anything?
So the chocolate pie, maybe.
Looks pretty cool. Pie.
Yeah.
Those are where it gets weird.
I was gonna say I was about to get to that. That was grown up craft cocktails. All right.
Okay. What do we got?
Snake Eye Margarita, which is inspired by a summertime barbecue featuring watermelon, smoke, and a bit of spice.
Okay, possibly.
The watermelon's gonna be too sweet.
Think so?
That's what I would think. The smoky flavor, though, might add something to it.
I don't know if I can do the cocktails there because they're going to be too sweet. Just sweet. Like, it's just going to be sweet. But keep going because it's
going
to get...
Keep going. Okay. It's weirder. Rum punch, which I think everybody knows what that is, so I don't think I really need to go into that one too much. Chocolate with a grown-up twist.
Yeah, read this
which
one.
Is a blend of chocolate rum. Is that horchata?
Horchata.
Horchata, yeah. Cocoa and flavors of toasted marshmallow.
Yeah, so, no.
Frozen peanut butter and jelly.
There we go.
A fun frozen twist on the classic peanut butter and jelly featuring peanut butter whiskey.
No thanks.
Is that the one that Jason would do? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's going to taste terrible.
Yeah, I've had a pecan... bourbon or something, and it was awful. It was super sweet. So, yeah.
Whiskey lemonade. I think that dog speaks for itself, pretty much, except for... Go ahead.
Is it like the Tennessee lemonade one from...
It's Tennessee whiskey, yeah.
Well, remind me of all the ingredients. I want to see if they threw something super sweet in there that I don't want.
Tennessee okay, so it whiskey? Says a fresh take on strawberry lemonade. So it's going to be strawberry lemonade to start with.
Yeah. Is it as sweet as strawberry
made with Tennessee
wine?
Whiskey and Italian bitter. Oh. Is it aperitif is how you say that? So, yeah. And then we have the Rodeo Mule, which is a classic patio sipper. This mule mixes vodka with fresh juices and ginger beer.
Yeah, okay, a mule, all right, fine.
And then, of course, they have some non-alcoholic offerings. Molly's Frozen Iced Tea, frozen cocoa, basically, and Partysaurus Rex, which is a strawberry lemonade, is even more fun when you garnish it with gummy worms. I feel like they were lacking in creativity with this menu, but I don't know. I'll have to go. I mean, I'll reserve full judgment, obviously, until I've tried it, but...
I mean, basically, they're just like, can we copy something that people like at another park and put it in Hollywood Studios so people stop complaining?
Woody. But it sounds like they're making it family style. So this is going to be kind of like a Liberty Tree Tavern style.
I guess we'll wait to see what the prices are.
Yeah.
Okay, so did one thing in particular like stand out? Like this is what you would choose each like the first time you go there?
The biscuits Nothing. I liked.
Yeah.
The idea of having that.
Now, granted, I'm going to try it.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, all right, the biscuits, we know. If I were going to choose a salad, I would pick the one with kale, just because that's what I've picked a lot now, romaine and kale. Rex's romaine and kale. If I were going to pick from the house smoked meats, it's a tough one for me, because a lot of that stuff is very, it sounds like stuff I could get elsewhere. I think I might would try the brisket, just to see how it compares to some of the other places that Disney does, if I were going to choose from the meat one.
Yeah.
And if I were going to choose a plant-based one, I'd definitely give the Impossible Rib Chop a try. Yeah, and then, of course, the sides. I'd probably do the mac and cheese and the baked beans, probably, just to, you know, kind of give those the first shot. I would choose other ones later if I went back. And dessert. Yeah. Dessert was really, I could just kind of throw a dart and pick a dessert. And I mean, there was nothing that really just stood out to me there. Just because I like apple pie, I'd probably try that one first, just to see what the quality is like there.
Okay.
As far as a cocktail, just because it sounds somewhat interesting to make a cocktail out of, I think I would try the frozen peanut butter and jelly.
Well, you're a peanut butter kind of guy.
Just to see what it tastes like, really, more or less. Makes sense. Together, yeah.
I figured you'd pick that one.
Yeah, just to see what it tastes like, yeah. And if I were going to take a non-alcoholic offering, I would probably... the frozen cocoa, I guess. I don't know. Okay. Oh, well, actually, no, change that. The frozen iced tea.
I just confirmed it is for sure family style.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Who wants to go next on what they would do?
Okay. Of course, you get the biscuits to start. I would want to share. I'll just do the romaine and kale salad on that one. I would like to do the Impossible Rib Chop.
Okay. But as far as the meats go, if you could choose one, what would you choose?
I would probably go with the regular ribs.
Okay. Ribs and ribs.
Right. But I mean, I've always I try the Impossible stuff, because most of the stuff, the Impossible stuff I've had at Disney, I've liked.
It's usually great.
Very good. I got to tell you, for whatever reason, one of the ones that stands out in mind, I had an Impossible style burger over at Land Flavors or Landscape of Flavors. I said Land Flavors, Landscape of Flavors. At Art of Animation, that was really good. Like, if I were there again, I would go back and get that the way they made that. But
they
anyway.
Do good with them,
yeah. Okay, sides
you can choose four sides, apparently.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't choose four, but I mean, I just threw some out there. I know I would try first, but
okay,
continue.
So, I would choose fried pickles, I would get the mac and cheese, of course, just because you got to try it, although it doesn't look anything special,
yeah.
I'd take on the baked beans, and maybe I'd just do corn on the cob. That sounds like my choices.
Okay.
And then dessert? What do you get on the, what do you get? You get to choose a selection for the table for a dessert. I would go with, I think I'd go with the chocolate silk pie, actually.
Okay.
Good choice.
So everybody gets this, though, if we were to do it, right?
So if you order that, you get four of those little jars of the same thing.
We're going to have to revisit this and see what we would order as a table.
Yeah.
if we were just us.
We'd probably argue over which ones.
And then the cocktail?
Well, cocktail-wise, I have to pick the one that's probably going to have the least sweet.
Which one's going to be the strongest? It's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell with it.
Probably the Snake Eye Margarita, since they're advertising some spice and smoke that might mellow out the watermelon flavor.
You know, when I got that, I was thinking, with the exception, obviously, not watermelon, but the smoked turkey that I had over at...
Surprised you didn't go with a mule.
So it's either that or the whiskey lemonade. I do like a mule, but they said they were going to put fresh juices in it. A mule is supposed to just be vodka, ginger beer, and lime. You don't need juice. So they're going to drop some sort
juice
of like...
sounds sweet. Like super sweet, like mango.
They have to find a way to do the sweet so they can make money off of you, pretty much.
Right.
Anyway. Hey, so, what about if you were going to take a non-alcoholic version? Would you take any of them?
If I was going to take one of their non-alcoholics, I mean...
I know which one I'd pick.
Maybe the frozen iced tea.
That's pretty much what I would take. I mean, I would try any of them if at some point in time, but... All right, Adam, would you differ anyway? Let's try and run through that really quick.
Well, of course, are the biscuits like... standard, you just get them.
I think so. It looks like it. I mean,
because I would do that.
Yeah. I think that's
I would
what you
do
start
with. Watermelon salad. I would try that one. I would do the ribs, most likely. I haven't really had a really good rib at Disney, so I'd want to try those.
Oh, I'm reading now. Apparently, you get that whole basket of the meats, by the way. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well. It says, after the salad and biscuits, it's time for some meats. I'm reading Disney Food Blog. Guests will get a hearty serving of house-smoked meats, which will include.
Oh, so you just get all four?
And I guess you can sub some of them out for the plant-based ones.
So it is a lot like Liberty Tree Tavern. If you say, oh, I really love the ribs, bring me more of those, they'll just bring you.
Oh, so we'll get to try them all anyway. Okay.
So I like that, yeah. But the ribs would be the one I'd
the one you would most likely be looking forward to, yeah.
I feel like I want to try, but like I said, both ribs, right? I want to try that one and the Impossible.
And the plant-based, yeah.
Yeah, probably compare them. Well.
And if you made me throw one out, I actually really like sausage. I would throw out the barbecue chicken to get the plant-based ribs.
Most likely.
I mean, the barbecue chicken sounds very much like a nothing special, really.
Yeah, very standard looking,
too. Now, don't get me wrong. Picture. Depending on what it's spiced up with and stuff like that, it might be really good. But
yeah, it doesn't look... It almost looks like it has a mustardy-based rub on it or something.
Which I like mustard-based rubs, but...
So, not sure. It's just me.
That's probably going to be a one of those taste, I guess, if it's your style type deal.
We really should have read this article more closely before we started this.
We did. Well, going slow as heck.
We did it on the fly.
Yeah. Sides, I would pick tater salad. I'd pick baked tater beans, salad. Probably the mac and cheese and the slaw. That'd be my four.
So, see, that was the thing. The tater salad looked good. Slaw is something that I'm very peculiar about. I like a good slaw, and I'm looking at it, and maybe I would pick it because it doesn't look too mayo heavy. I don't like a slaw that's basically like a soup. You know that slaw where it's like just mayonnaise with bits of stuff in it? Too much.
The majority of it is mayonnaise and cabbage.
Tons of vinegar and mayonnaise, The corn on the cob looks fantastic, too, though. I was like, that would be a very close... choice too. It looks good. It's like
it's
a
essentially
street
an elote, right? Yeah,
yeah.
Like, let's go. I'll go back to the sides and go up with you here, Adam. I think we get the slaw because it looks good. We get the potato salad together. We get the corn and the baked beans. We throw out the mac and cheese because it looks not that good.
Honestly. It doesn't look great, but I am curious about it. Yeah, the corn actually. Looking at the picture of the corn looks fantastic. Anyway. Well, I would also do the soak pie because that one sounds the best to me. Drink wise, it would probably be that either the whiskey lemonade or the margarita as well, because those are the only two that sound appealing. Non-alcoholic, I'd probably do the frozen Coke or the iced
frozen
tea.
Coke. Was there a frozen Coke? Was I miss
it. Oh no, it was cocoa.
It was
sorry.
Yeah,
wasn't
cocoa.
What did you say?
Yeah, oh, cocoa. Frozen cocoa.
Forgot. Yeah. No, I'll do the tea then.
Yeah. The tea. I think we all agreed on the tea.
Yeah. But it sounds cool. I like the fact that it's family style. It's if it's a decent price, like, say, Liberty Tree Tavern and whatever, Diamond Horseshoe, if it's in that range.
Is it going to be possible to get a reservation, you think?
Not for a while, but if you jump on it quickly, maybe.
Hey, it might be easier to get one at Space 220, right? Because everybody would go flocking here? No?
No.
Not likely.
But once you get, I mean, you have a reservation already within 60 days. So once they open up reservations, you probably can just grab one.
Right.
Gotcha.
They'll probably have a walk-up list too, won't they?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right. So let's kind of just go through a couple of things quickly. I don't know how much time has actually elapsed overall. So, Sunny Eclipse still missing at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's coming back. He better Hopefully. Be.
I'm trying to think. I've never actually just sat there and listened to him. I mean, I usually see him in passing most of the time. But
I've done it a few times.
Have you? Have you listened to the whole loop?
I've listened, probably not the whole loop, but the loop is what, like 40 minutes or something like that?
That's probably, it's like an hour,
Somewhere
I'm sure.
There. I don't think it's quite an hour, but yeah. I've listened to enough of it where it's cool.
Okay.
You're going to talk about the monorail power outage thing?
Well, because of course mentioned that. I mean, you know, as I said.
Hasn't happened in a while.
Well, if I were to go back and list the number of issues that have happened with the monorail and, you know.
Yeah. It's happened. I mean, over the last 5 years, it's definitely more than the last 20.
Well, I mean, you know, the Skyliner's never had a door fall off. I mean, I'm just saying. Of course, it's also not 50 years old.
Good point.
Well, neither is the monorail.
Well, the track is.
The track is 50 years old. The train, though, itself is only, what, 92? So it's 30 years old.
So yeah, somewhere in there. Roughly. Depending on what train.
Yeah, depending on it. Because it was between 89 and 92, right?
Wasn't yeah.
it, that they did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had a power outage as of the time that we're doing this. We don't know how long it lasted at this point, but probably not very long, I would imagine. But
hopefully.
It's like Skyliner went down for refurbishment and Monorail was like, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Watch what I can do.
I'll show you an outage.
On-ride photo has been confirmed for Tron.
Mm-hmm. I assume at the launch, like Rock and Roller Coasters?
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, that would make the most sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty much, I think that kind of wraps us up. I can't think of anything in particular that's just standing out, unless you guys have something you want to add.
Tree of Life is being repainted.
Yeah, Tree of Life being repainted. I thought about mentioning that. Not really a huge story there, though.
That's about all there is to say about that.
Yeah, that's really all there is to say about it. Epcot's still under construction, basically, to be continued. How long has that been going on?
Gosh, like Epcot. How long is anything? Yeah.
Like, is it ever going to be finished, at least to a point where you can say we're moving on to the next thing? I mean, at this point. So,
probably not.
And how long till we hear something on Journey of Water? That'd be one thing.
Well, we saw an update. Some of the Imagineers posted like an update.
I think they said later, you know, fall. I thought they said fall.
Sometime this year, yeah.
Well, when I say hear something, I mean like, are we going to get a date? Let's see.
It said fall, I thought it was fall.
No specific date, but yeah.
Yeah, I meant specific. You know, like we know Tron is April 4.
Yeah, we probably won't get that for a while.
That sort of thing. So since it's fall, it's probably going to take a while.
Runaway Railway is now open at Disneyland.
That's right. It just happened. Yeah. I was watching a short clip on a video concerning that. Now, that's another thing that you bring up a point that I had forgotten about. Splash Mountain is closed at Walt Disney World, but I don't think it's closed at Disneyland from what I understand. Right?
Not yet. Yeah.
Not until maybe, at this point they're saying maybe June?
Really?
May or June? Yeah.
I don't know yet. Yeah.
So, you know,
good question.
I've never done that one. I need to try and come up with an opportunity to go out to California right quick. I never did do the original.
It's not as good.
Did you do that one?
I did it once, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the way the boats, I mean, it felt like I was sitting in Splash Mountain. Or
Oh, you were.
Space Mountain. God. Space Mountain at
Like, there's a reason why it felt like you were in Splash Mountain.
Sorry.
Because you were in Splash Mountain.
It's like you're riding in like Astro Orbiter or like Space Mountain at Magic Kingdom, the way the boats are. I don't like the front to back.
If you were going to compare the two, you would have picked Florida, I'm guessing.
Hands down, yeah. The boats are way better in Florida.
Which would also explain why Japan chose... The Florida version.
And capacity is so much better there, too. But it makes you wonder, could they use the downtime to expand it? I don't know if they could. I feel like it's too small to widen those boats, right? The canal or whatever you want to call it. Track. I wonder if they could do that at Disney.
The original is probably too narrow.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't think they have enough room to widen it to that point. So they're probably just going to go with the existing.
I wish they could, though, because it's just not... Well, it's just not good.
Well, but it was the first. And much like, it's funny because much like Space Mountain in Florida was the first and it has a similar layout, right?
Yeah.
And then they decided to go double side by side anyway for California. So,
right.
I guess tit for tat there. So,
word.
It will be interesting. It's been a while. I mean, it's been over a decade now since I've been to Disneyland. So, yeah. I need to
get back out there too.
Yeah, need to find time to put a trip together to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot we need.
Jason, you went there. When was it you went there?
It's been. Was it? It was pre-COVID.
2 years? Yeah, it was pre-COVID. So it's more than 2 years. It's been 3 years.
You were there live on the show. We were recording live.
Because he was doing it around this time in 2020, I think.
It was 2019 or early 2020?
No, it was 2020. It was like a couple of months, maybe at best, a month or two before COVID.
Crazy.
Because COVID pretty much caused shutdowns in mid-March.
Yeah, so it was February then? Is that when you went? February?
Yeah, it was January or February 1. So like I said, it's almost been a 3-year anniversary of it. Yep. Close to it.
Wow.
Hard to believe it's been that long since then. It didn't seem like it was that long ago when we were talking about it. Yeah.
Another quick note is the foundation is poured for the DVC Tower at Polynesian
Village. Oh, yes. That's right. I forgot. We didn't mention that. We could have mentioned it in the last episode, but we...
Right. That was an older one, but yeah. It is starting to rise from the ground.
Rise.
So that'll be interesting.
I don't know. I don't care. I mean, I don't like the way the design looks, so I don't think I would like the finished project too much.
Yeah, it doesn't match the rest of the resort, but I guess they're going like for the Grandestino look where it's like just stands out on its own.
Right. As it stands right now, I'm going to say that Poly peaked. somewhere around 2005, maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to give it a chance.
Well, of course. If I could buy in anywhere, it would be there. Yeah. That'd be the best place for me.
They improved the second pool, I guess, even though the one we grew up with. We called it the duck pool
most recently
because it mostly had ducks swimming in it in the early morning most of the time.
Yeah. It was usually ducks, usually.
But that was the one we used the most because it was partially because it was right outside whatever room we usually had.
Yeah, we usually stayed right there.
Yeah, it was Oahu back in the day is what it was called. That was the popular building. My mother's favorite building is Oahu.
Yeah. So she still made sure we got that one.
Well, it's the longest of the longhouses.
The longest longhouse?
Yeah. So the odds of you getting that room were pretty good, especially back in the day, because it had the most rooms.
Right.
All right. Well, I think we've rambled on and spoke, given the people what they want.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah. So if you want to continue finding more about us, you can find it at Facebook, at Twitter, and on Instagram at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store in which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise. That is shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we also have a YouTube channel, which I mentioned earlier, and that Splash Mountain content will probably be out sooner than you think. In fact, it might even be out before this episode. So you should already see it.
Go
there.
Look. So yeah, go look.
Go look now. Okay. Where else, Adam?
Our website. If you want to find links to that and more, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can also email us podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And if you would like some assistance in your next Disney trip planning, you can use our travel agent friend. Her info is also on our website, travelingwiththemouse.com.
So for Adam and Jason, I have been your host this week. My name is John, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
Greenlight is a debit card for kids and teens, and now Greenlight has a credit card for parents. Meet the Family Cash Card. Parents can earn up to 3% cash back on every dollar spent. You can choose to auto-invest your cash back to pay for your kids' college. Use it to apply to your balance or send your cash back straight to your wallet. It's basically cash back your way every day. Get started today at greenlight.com.